Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the Ray of Hope prayer call. We're so glad you joined us this morning to look at our devotional reflection, Living by the Spirit, from our devotional, Meet the Bible. In our devotional for today, it mentions that the Holy Spirit adds a dimension to our faith. Imagine that. What does that mean? The Holy Spirit adds a dimension to our faith. What does that mean? That means that the Holy Spirit can do things for us in our lives that we cannot do ourselves. Our devotional highlights two people of God who are husband and wife, and it tells the story that many of us can probably relate to, even if it's not exactly the way they lived it. Both of them were called by God and said yes in their own way. Both were walking in their purpose. But the husband received more attention, more acclaim, more accolades than his wife did. And what was the problem? Why was that? Well, the word says that he was carried away by emotion. Now, we know that emotion is good, can be good. But what it's saying here is that emotion can be dangerous if we don't walk by the Spirit. The wife felt like she was passed over. She felt like she was ignored and people did not appreciate her gifts. Her name is Hannah Wittall Smith, the author of Christian Secret of a Happy Life. Our devotional says that she wanted emotions and was given conviction. My God, can you imagine this? Can anybody relate to that? She wanted emotions and was given conviction. You see, after a while, Hannah found out that she had to have confidence in Christ. And she realized that the same God that was in her was the same God that was in everybody else. But the story tells us that her husband eventually let his emotions carry him away. He was not grounded. He was not rooted in the word like he should have been. So it tells us that we need each other. We often think about living by the Spirit and thinking that we're on our own. No, no, no. The word tells us that we must deliberately make ourselves subject to one another, encourage one another, confess to one another. The Bible makes it clear that we don't all receive the same gifts. Especially in the book of Romans, it tells us that some receive prophecy, some service, some teaching, some exhortation, some generosity, some leadership, and some acts of mercy. But we all are a part and receive the same Spirit. And our devotional concludes by telling us the Holy Spirit will lead us in a richer, more mature life. My goodness. Imagine a richer, more mature life. Imagine a promise of that for our whole lives. No matter what we do, we have the promise that we can have a richer, more mature life in Christ Jesus. And finally, if that weren't even enough, Galatians chapter 5 tells us over and over again that the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control and gentleness. Against these things, there is no law. But those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So since we live by the Spirit, let us keep step with the Spirit. How are we keeping step with the Spirit today? And so living in the Spirit is a growth process of continually giving over control to God. Give it over to God. Do just that every single day and watch how God is going to bless your life. And so our reflection reminds us that when we truly give it to God, whatever it is, He will see to it that we are blessed in a more abundant way than we could ever even ask or imagine. Praise God for His blessings and His Spirit that is with us no matter what we do. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank You for reminding us to rely on Your word and not just on our emotions. Although our emotions are real and valid and necessary, they're not always in the right place. But Your word never changes. Your word is always in the right place because it is God-breathed. Thank You for our reflection today, which reminds us that we may feel like others are getting blessed all around us. Oh, this is just the topic that our pastor preached about a few days ago. We may feel like we're being passed over, but you never pass over those who put their faith and trust in you, O God. You don't forget about your people, not one of us, O God. You never have and you never will. We know this by experience, and we know because your word says so. Oh God, our reflection tells us to not be discouraged or intimidated by what others are experiencing, because you always know what's best for us and when it's best for us, oh God. Thank you for sharing your plans through your word. Thank you for encouraging us and telling us that we are going to prosper in you, oh God, that you have a future for us. Thanks be to God. We find rest in your word because it upholds us, it renews us, and it is a light unto our path. Oh God, you are a strong tower, and your word is our foundation that we live on every single day. Oh God, you remind us that when you move in your word. And many times when we ask you for something, you've already provided it in your spirit, oh God. But if we are in a season of waiting, help us to wait in your spirit and live by your spirit just the same. Oh God, you are so good and worthy to be praised. We ask a special blessing on each person who has joined this prayer call and everyone who is connected to our church, our community, and in our homes. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for all these blessings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us today for our prayer call. Please join us every single week at the same time, 7:14 a.m. on Wednesday morning. And come on and stop by and see us on Sunday morning at Ray of Hope Christian Church at 10 a.m. We would love to see you. God bless you and have a wonderful day.